Thank you and good morning. I was going to be talking about some results from our asthma home visiting program that we've developed in Montana. So I have no conflicts to declare. So why do we do asthma home visiting? In Montana, just under about 17,000 children have current asthma, and very few of them report that they've received comprehensive asthma self-management education. And then on top of that, we also know from the Montana Asthma Callback Survey that about 40% of the children with asthma in Montana have symptoms that would indicate that their asthma is not well controlled. We also have evidence from the community guide and the asthma clinical guidelines that have shown that home visiting that includes multi-component, multi-trigger asthma education is effective for children with asthma. The Montana Asthma Control Program developed a home visiting program, the Montana Asthma Home Visiting Program that we call MAP, and it's for children and their families, children with uncontrolled asthma. They receive 6 contacts over the course of a year from a registered nurse who's received training for asthma education, and they receive an in-home assessment about addressing asthma triggers, asthma education at each visit or contact from the nurse, asthma-friendly, allergen-proof mattresses, mattress cover and pillow cover. Some families or children receive a HEPA-grade air filter for their bedroom, and then educational materials as well as support connecting to primary care providers or other services in their area. So quarterly, we collect data from home visiting programs that we have supported around the state, and I'm going to share with you then some of the results that we've found using those data. Families that complete the program receive a median of about 5 hours of asthma education over the year. You can see that ranges quite a bit depending on the family's needs. We've developed an asthma knowledge quiz to measure their knowledge known about asthma pathophysiology and medications. And at baseline, about 29% of families could score a 10 out of 11, a little over 90% on the asthma knowledge quiz score. And by the end of the program, at 12 months, 73% score at least 10 out of 11. You can see on the right then the distribution that occurs over time with those scores, and it does, you know, shift to the right, which we like to see, and then it suggests that even though a family or a child may not have reached the 10 out of 11, at least it's moving in the right direction. Having good inhaler technique is really important for managing asthma control, and at baseline, only 30% were able to demonstrate proper inhaler technique. Over time, that increases. At 1 month, a dramatic improvement to 68% had good asthma inhaler technique, and at 93% by the 12-month mark. An asthma action plan is a key component for managing asthma, and at baseline, about a quarter of the kids had an asthma action plan that was up to date, and that steadily improves throughout the program to about 89% at completion. An asthma control test is a validated test for measuring asthma control, and a score of 20 or greater would indicate that a child or any person's asthma is well controlled. So at baseline, about 28% had a score of greater than 20 on an asthma control test, and that also steadily improved by 12 months. Similar to the knowledge quiz scores, the distribution that you see on the right there moves to the right, indicating scores are improving even if they haven't quite reached that well-controlled mark yet. Another large indicator, this one is going in the other direction. We measure whether they've had no emergency department visits in the last 6 months. At baseline, about a third had had no ED visits in the last 6 months. That makes a big improvement at 6 months and is maintained at 12 months. And then kind of opposite to the other distributions, it moves to the left, and where at baseline the distribution of ED visits was between 0 and 12, and by 12 months it was down to the range being 0 to 4. 17% of the children reported that they'd had asthma symptoms every day in the last month, and that slowly decreases down to 4% at 12 months. And then 60% reported that they'd missed at least one day of school in the last 6 months due to their asthma. And that's improved at the six-month mark and is maintained at 12 months. And finally, reporting activity limitations related to their asthma. 74% at baseline said that they had some or extreme activity limitations. And this one seems to be kind of the most difficult to reduce, but 41% at 12 months then were saying that they had some or extreme activity limitations. So in conclusion, it does seem to take quite a while to make some improvements to asthma control for children. It's not just limited to the first couple of visits or opportunities to provide asthma education. And some participants don't have any improvement until later on in the year. Our next steps are going to be to try and measure this a little bit further out and see by doing some follow-up surveys with past participants about whether or not the improvements that they've made have been sustained. So I will leave you with some of the comments from the participants and want to thank everybody involved in this, the nurses and families and all the program staff that have been working on this project. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Have you have done any follow-up on participants of the program?
We have done a few focus groups from the participants of the program. We actually had the intent of doing focus groups with participants that drop out. So we have about a 50% completion rate, which is pretty typical for a home visiting program. As you can probably imagine, it was difficult to get people who dropped out of the program to participate in a focus group, but we did get feedback from people who had completed the program, and some of them had finished a couple years ago when, you know, a couple years before they were then participating. Those are the only results that we have for people that have followed up. We do have permission now to link with Medicaid claims, so for anyone who's participated then is also, and the child is enrolled in Medicaid, we can look at their claims further out and see if some of their improvements are sustained. Yeah.
Any other questions?
We actually have time if anyone has a question of any of the presenters that they didn't get to ask or you've thought about as you've been sitting here. Or just any comments. We have some time if you want to come up. Yeah. Nope. Okay. Well, thank you so much to all of the presenters. I know rapid fire can be really challenging, and you all did an awesome job. And it was really great to see just all the different work that's going on all over the country. So thank you, guys.